Thank you for joining the story of the day. Tonight's story is about a little boy named Moshe. He was 7 years old at the time of the beginning of the story, and he was about 20 years old at the time of the ending of the story. So here goes. In about 1956 or so, about 75 years ago, little Moshe was a camper in a summer camp. Summer camp was called Gan Yisrael, which means the Garden of Israel. Why was it called the Garden of Israel? It was actually named for Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, the great Baal Shem Tov, whose first name was Yisrael. And as our story begins, it was the 200th anniversary of the passing of the Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in honor of the Baal Shem Tov, was traveling up to the camp from Brooklyn, a few hours to a northern area of New York State where the camp was located. He was traveling there a few hours in order to spend time with the campers and the counselors at Camp Gan Yisrael. Among those campers, maybe there was a couple hundred campers, was this little boy named Moshe. Now, it was a Chabad camp, but not all the boys were from Chabad families. Many, many, many of them were not. Moshe was not from the Chabad family, but he was at the camp as a camper, and he was enjoying camp very much. The camp population was very excited on this particular day because they were having a very special visitor. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, who had been a Rebbe for maybe 5 or 7 years at that time, was driving up, not actually driving the car, he was a passenger in the car, and his car was coming up to the camp, and all the boys were very excited, all the counselors were very excited. And sure enough, the Rebbe took a tour of the camp, he saw the different facilities, the buildings, the fields, and then he sat down to Fabreng with the campers, to have a get-together with the campers. The Rebbe spoke to the campers, and it was pretty brief because the campers were young boys, and they didn't understand, you know, everything which the Rebbe had to tell them, but he gave a pretty simple message over to them about Torah and mitzvahs. I'm not sure exactly what he said. And for 10 minutes or so, he spoke to the campers, young campers, and then they went off to play sports or to learn or whatever they were doing. And then after that, the Rebbe continued speaking to the staff members, counselors, directors, and so forth. In any case, a list of all of the boys' names and mothers' names, in Moshe's case it was Moshe ben Leah, was given in to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe took this list of all the boys' names, he went back to New York with it, as well as the counselors, of course, and directors, everybody's Jewish name and mother's name. Anyway, Moshe continued on at camp that summer, he went to school and so forth. His family was not really so particularly religious. Somewhat, yes, somewhat, no. And he grew up, and when he was about 20, he was drafted. That means he was required to join the army. And he knew that at that time there was a big war going on called the Vietnam War, in which many, many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of American soldiers fought, and unfortunately, about 50,000 American soldiers actually died in that war. It went on for many years. And he knew that it was a very dangerous war. Many, many people were fighting that war and not coming back alive. And therefore, he knew that he was going to have to fight in that war. And he knew that he needed a bracha, a blessing. So he thought to himself, does he know any tzaddikim? Does he have a connection to any tzaddikim that could ask for bracha? He thought and thought, and suddenly he remembered, I do have a connection to a tzaddik. I remember when I was 7 years old, I was at Camp Gan Yisrael, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe came to speak to the boys. So I do have a connection to a tzaddik. I will write a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and ask him for a bracha that Hashem should protect me while I'm in the army fighting in the war in Vietnam. And so he wrote a letter, and he mailed it from whatever neighborhood he lived in, or whatever town he lived in, to 770 Eastern Parkway, and the rest of the Rebbe. Some time went by, and he didn't hear back an answer. So I thought, okay, I will travel to Crown Heights, to that section of Brooklyn, and I will speak to the Rebbe myself. And that's exactly what he did. He traveled to 770 Eastern Parkway. He went into the secretary's office, Rabbi Groner, or maybe it was Rabbi Simpson, or one of the other rabbis who handled these kind of things for the Rebbe. And he said, I'm here to speak to the Rebbe, to ask him for a blessing that I should be protected when I go to Vietnam to fight in the American army. So Rabbi Groner said to him, I'm sorry, but the Rebbe does not have time to see every single person that wants to come in and speak to them personally. What you have to do is sit down over here, write a little note to the Rebbe with your name, your Jewish name, your mother's Jewish name, and your request. I will bring it into the Rebbe, and I'll bring back the answer. Okay, so that's exactly what Moshe did. He sat down, he wrote a little note with his name, Moshe Ben Leah, and his request. Request for a blessing that he should be protected by Hashem when he goes to fight in the war as a soldier in the American army in Vietnam. So Rabbi Groner took the note into the Rebbe's room, and a minute later he came out very excited. He said to Moshe, Moshe, tell me, what year were you a camper in Gad Yisrael? So Moshe said, whatever year it was, I don't know exactly. That was the year that I was a camper. Aha! Rabbi Groner said, well, the Rebbe answered as follows. He said, Moshe ben Leah, I know this boy. Please tell him everything will be fine. He will be safe during the time that he's in the army in Vietnam. And so Moshe was very happy to hear the Rebbe's promise. And sure enough, he did go into the war and he came back fine. What does the story teach us? It teaches us that when the Rebbe hears a name of somebody, when somebody writes a note, such as the counselors who wrote a note to the Rebbe with all of the names of the campers, their names and their mother's Jewish name, and gave it to the Rebbe looks at those letters, and the Rebbe now knows these people. And sure enough, 13 years later, after having seen thousands and thousands and thousands of people in between, as soon as the Rebbe saw the name Moshe ben Leah, he knew exactly who this person was, and he knew that this was a person that he had a connection with, and therefore, because of that connection, he was able to assure this little boy who was now 20 years old in the army, Moshe ben Leah, that everything would be fine. And this is the power of a tzaddik. That when we have a connection with a tzaddik, we send their name in, ask a request, or whatever it may be, that this is a real connection, that we really have a personal connection with a tzaddik, as long as we make the effort to reach out and to make that connection is a real connection. Of course, the tzaddik cares about every single Jew, no question about it. But nevertheless, when a person reaches out to make that connection with the Rebbe, however they do it, sending their name in with a request or good news or whatever it is, that opens a real relationship and that assures the person already of blessings. May we hear good news. May we have the redemption immediately through Mashiach today, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, immediately if not sooner. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.